my next guest. Welcome back. He is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning in his seventh full season with the Lightning. Longest tenured head coach in the NHL. Led Tampa Bay to a President's Trophy, six playoff appearances, two Eastern Conference titles, and last Monday night, he won the Stanley Cup with Tampa Bay. I am joined by the head coach there, John Cooper. John, congrats, and it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Oh, it's I'm doing well. I don't know what's tougher, the 2 months in the bubble or the week after you win it. They're both a grind in different ways, but it's been so much damn fun on cloud nine.
You know, John, I was going to ask you about both those things, actually. Like, you and I have developed a tradition whereby we speak on February 13th, so I'm going to go ahead and break that streak, and with good reason, because you did win the Stanley Cup. It has been just over a week since you won the Cup. Let me start right there. What was the last week like for you?
Well, it's surreal, and there's an NHL commercial that goes around. Like, there was a promo commercial they did, and they would put a microphone in front of players after they won the Cup, and they'd have no words. And they kind of stutter over their words, or they would pause, and it's kind of how it feels. Like, you just have no words. It's so, like, every emotion's touched. And, you know, this past week, it's different because we were gone for 65 days in a bubble. So you get off the plane, and your son and your daughters run into your arms, and everybody's crying. And it was just an emotional moment. And then right away, we went right into a parade, and it was phenomenal because, you know, COVID kind of backed us into like this, have this river parade, but it turned out to be the greatest thing ever. And it was, we jumped on these boats and we just went and celebrated with the town of Tampa. And then we ended up going to a Raymond James Stadium and got to speak to all the fans. It was an unbelievable moment I'll never forget. And it's just kind of carried on since then.
John Cooper's joining us. What an amazing thing that is. You know, in terms of the bubble itself, I mean, for my money already, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the most grueling postseason competition in all of sports. And then, John, you add in the pandemic and the bubble this year. How much different was it going through the playoffs in the bubble, and how much of a challenge was that for your team, both mentally and physically?
Well, if I get long-winded here, just cut me off. But there were so many emotions in it. First of all, like, we go there, it's all new, there's a bunch of teams there. It's like, okay, this is kind of cool, but, you know, that wears off like after a week. And then all of a sudden now you're battling against teams you're in the hotel with. And, you know, our first round opponent is Columbus, which that was crazy in itself that we ended up playing them first. And then, you know, to get over the hurdle last year, and then we play that 5 overtime game. And when we won that series, like, this is the thing that people don't understand. So you win a series and you're with family, you're with friends, and everybody's going through the emotions with you, but we had nobody to go through it with. And I remember sitting at BMO Field having a beer by myself after we won that series. And then, you know, one guy joined me for a little while later, but that's, you know, like, you're not allowed to be around family and friends. And so it really turned into, it brought our team so close. And as each round went, we were together. And it was one of those things where the guys wouldn't be denied. But that's why I think there was so much emotion when we got off the plane, because you finally got to celebrate with your family and friends, which we didn't get to do for so long. And so, like I said, wave of emotions, but we grew as a team and we grew really, really close in that bubble. And it's helped propel us to a championship.
Lightning head coach John Cooper is joining us. They are the champs. Now, after the University of Virginia won the NCAA title in basketball, you did get a Virginia basketball hat. I'm curious, what kind of inspiration did you draw from Virginia and how they dealt with their loss the year before they won?
So our neighbor here in Tampa is an alum, and she is good friends with my wife, and she brought the hat over like 2 days after we lost. And I didn't really even realize the significance of it at the time because, I was head down kicking the can after we lost. But I held on to that hat. And when she thought enough to bring that over, it was just something I kept. And then at training camp, I brought that hat in to training camp. And knowing that, you know, some of the guys follow basketball, some of them don't, but educated them on what Virginia did and what we could do. And then the season goes on, the pause happens, and when we came to the training camp after the pause, I wore the hat, and I kept it with me the whole time, and I talked about it with our team. And true story, we're in the locker room after we win. So we've won like an hour earlier, popping the champagne, and Nikita Kucherov says, "Coop, where's the hat?" And he's from Russia and doesn't really know college basketball, but he said the whole that hat was in his head all the time when the buzzer went. And so I had the hat with me, and I wore it, and the rest is history. But we drew a lot from them, and it's a pretty cool story.
That's a great story. John Cooper joining us. So the team has always been close in the past, and you were asked what made the team ready to win. And, John, you said, quote, heartbreak. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that?
So it's easy to sit here and say after the fact, but when you're going through it and when people are telling you this is the best thing for you guys, you're like, no, I don't want to hear that. Like, you know, you want to win all the time, but you have to understand failure. And failure, it's such a strong negative word, but if you spin it around, like, it can be a positive catapult for you. And we went through that heartbreak, and we went through failures in the past, and it just made us stronger. And it just, the drive we had not to be denied, because the feeling of loss can stick with you for a long time. And you can wallow in it the whole time, or you can sit there and use it as a motivation. And we used it as a motivation. And like I said, if we don't have those failures in the past, I don't know if we go through what we just did, but truly they helped us. For anybody out there, I know it sucks to lose or feel failure, but use it as a positive springboard, and a lot of great things can happen.
Which, John, that's so true, isn't it? Like, for anybody in any walk of life, when you're in the middle of it, mm-hmm. and you're spiraling, you think to yourself, man, this sucks, you don't see any positive. You think you're not coming out of it. You think it's never going to end. But if you could just stay in the fight, right? If you can just stay in the fight and start to wheel that thing back the other way, you come out the other end, and then you know you're so much better and so much stronger. I think that's such a great message you have. Let me ask you this. The organization drafted Steven Stamkos 12 years ago, Victor Hedman 1 year after that. Obviously, Stamkos was battling through injuries this year, but what do the two of them mean to this organization and even to you personally?
Yeah, well, they're staples, right? So they were here before I was. One of them told me, I'd been through four coaches in however many years, and there was a lot of transition. They were young kids. I'm extremely fortunate because I got them both. Like, Stammer had already taken off before I got here, but Hedy was really starting to take off. He was ready when I got the coaching job. So very beneficial for me. But to watch what, they're pillars in the community and all the heartbreak we felt. I mean, these guys have lived it. They've lived through not making the playoffs to, they lost in game 7 of the conference final before I was here. So they've been close, but not really. And so for them, as much as I felt over the years, they felt a little bit more. And so you really, when those guys are raising the cup, you just know the emotions going through them, and it's an awesome feeling.
Hey, John, let me ask you before you go. Like, I read off some of your accomplishments in the intro. Your resume was already incredible without the Stanley Cup. I'm curious, does it feel different now that you've won one? Or another way of asking this, are you a different coach this week now that you're a Stanley Cup champion than you were prior to winning it?
I wouldn't say, I would say I'm looked at differently a week later, but I'm not a different coach. I've grown. I truly believe, like, winning is the greatest thing to help you grow as a coach. And it's, you have to struggle through some losses to get there, but I've been extremely fortunate, to have some great teams that we've happened to win together. But when you get to the NHL, it was starting to get to a point where people are like, well, he's won everywhere, but he hasn't won here. So, and you just, you can't question yourself. You have to believe in your principles that, winning is winning, and you get the right people and you send the right message, you can do wonderful things. And we did that. But has it changed me as a coach tactically? No. Have I gotten better over the years? 100%. Am I a better coach this year than I was the year before? For sure. And the year before that, for sure. Because if you learn from the experiences. But the only difference now, a week later, is that we have something that they can't take away from us, and it's freaking awesome.
It is freaking awesome. Final thought, when you met with the media after winning the Cup, you had your entire coaching staff up there with you. You and I talked about the old days in the AHL when you had a tiny staff, when you had to do everything. Now that you've got a staff like the one you have right now, what have they meant to you, and what does it mean to share the journey with them?
Well, for me, like, I'm the guy that goes up there. I think I was behind a microphone 75 times during the bubble. And, you know, you have to answer the questions, the tough ones, the easy ones. You got to sit there doing all those things. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm probably the conductor, but there's so many other instruments with me. And the guys that actually make the wonderful music were the guys sitting up there with me. And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring them up and introduce them, because they were the guys that did all the heavy lifting. And, you know, I'm just the guy in front of the camera. They deserve to be up there, and they deserve that cup. And it was just such a proud moment. We all got to share being up there. And like I said, they couldn't thank me enough. And that was one of my proudest moments of that Stanley Cup thing, was sitting up there with those guys.
Good for you. Last Monday night, they won the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay head coach John Cooper is a champ. John, great to have you on the show. Congrats. I appreciate it. I know it's been an absolute whirlwind. You spend that time in the bubble. You do the work. You get out. It's been a crazy week. I really appreciate you making time for us in this show. Congrats to you, John.
Hey, I love your show. I love you guys, and hope to see you again soon.
You too, John. Really appreciate it. Congrats. Love you too. Love that story. Love the bounce back. John Cooper.